Windcross, A Regency Romance, Families of Dorset, Book 1. Written by Martha Keys. Narrated by Eleanor Caudill. 1. Kate Matcham thumbed the threadbare crimson reticule sitting on her lap, feeling the reassuring presence of the letter inside. Her eyes shifted to the numerous ball guests surrounding her and her Aunt Fanny. "For heaven's sake, Fanny," she pleaded, "keep your voice down." Nearby, Charlotte Thorpe whispered to the woman next to her, and Kate's jaw clenched. If Charlotte Thorpe overheard, all of London would know in a matter of days. Kate was already regretting telling her aunt of the letter. Lady Fanny Hammond guiltily covered her mouth with a hand, but she couldn't dampen the excitement in her eyes. "Do you even know your stepfather's worth?" she half-whispered, leaning over in her seat toward Kate. "No," Kate admitted, rushing on before Fanny could enlighten her. "But it is immaterial. His brother stands to inherit, and I am certain that he will be found alive and well." It was certainly what Kate hoped would occur. It would be much easier if the choice not to accept the fortune was made for her. She smiled and inclined her head at a passing acquaintance. "But he might well be dead," Fanny said optimistically, smiling at the same acquaintance. "People die in the West Indies quite frequently, I believe." Kate looked down at her young aunt with a mixture of consternation and amusement. "How very morbid you are." "Perhaps," Fanny said, her wide blue eyes scanning the room. "But a little morbidity might not be uncalled for when £20,000 are at stake." Kate's eyes widened. She took a steadying breath. Whether it was £20 or £20,000, she could never accept money from her stepfather, Mr. Demarque, nor did she believe he would give her the chance. "It's neither here nor there," she said. "My stepfather detests me and always has. He would surely find a way to ensure that his fortune couldn't pass to me." "Well," Fanny huffed, "I'm sure I don't see why, hateful man." Kate smiled at Fanny's offense on her behalf. She had long since ceased trying to curry favor with her stepfather, nor did she waste energy trying to understand the dislike for her which he took no pains to hide. Fanny continued, "I'm sure you are the most unassuming and pleasant stepdaughter one could wish for." Kate leaned over to kiss her aunt's cheek. "And you are the most wonderful chaperone one could wish for, not to mention the most beautiful and young and charitable and long-suffering." "The most beautiful," Fanny said, ignoring the other epithets in favor of the one she most prized. "Do you really think so?" She touched her honey curls with a cupped hand in the gesture Kate had come to know well.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?